which is why I said, "Of course. It is undoubtedly a great honor for the Empire to welcome Dom Carlos as a guest." "Certainly," continued the ambassador, "but regrettably the heir to the throne's stay is now overshadowed by an unpleasant event, which could have devastating consequences, both for bilateral relations and, above all, for Portuguese state policy. It is therefore essential to eliminate the problem quickly, and above all, proceed with discretion." "I understand," Holmes said. "In this respect, you did the right thing by asking for our support. It will be a pleasure for us to settle this matter for you. Nevertheless, we should get to the core." Mr. Gomes hesitated for a moment, then he put the cards directly on the table. "The Crown Prince was robbed," he explained, "here in London. Your task is to recover the lost item immediately. For the royal family, this is a question of survival." "A question of survival," I repeated. "Did something happen to His Royal Highness Dom Carlos?" "No, no," the ambassador replied immediately. "Apart from a certain insult and restlessness about the nefarious deed, he is doing well. But the stolen goods are of immense value." Holmes became impatient.